The prohibition of chametz on Pesach is unique from all other prohibitions in the Torah. In terms of consuming something that is forbidden in any area in the Torah, you can't consume it or you can't have benefit from it. But in terms of chametz, it's a totally different realm of prohibition. I'm referring to not only can't you have you eat the chametz on Pesach, not only can't you have benefit from the chametz on Pesach, but you also cannot. The Torah says, you can't see the chametz and you can't have it found in your possession. I just want to clarify what it means you can't see the chametz. You could see chametz which doesn't belong to you, and you could be next to chametz which doesn't belong to you. So for example, if you're in the grocery store in Chol HaMoed, you don't have to cover your eyes if you see chametz. You're allowed to see chametz which belongs to somebody else. But you're not allowed to have chametz, you're not allowed to see chametz, you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession that belongs to you. So this is very unique in terms of something which is forbidden. The Torah doesn't say regarding a forbidden food, another forbidden food, let's say non-kosher meat. Non-kosher meat, there's no prohibition of owning non-kosher meat. There's no prohibition of owning meat and milk, a cheeseburger. But there's a prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach. So the question is, how do we make sure that we don't own any chametz on Pesach? So the Torah says tashbisu, you have to get rid of it. So in order to make sure that we get rid of it, there's a couple mechanisms in place to make sure that we get rid of the chametz on Pesach. So one thing that we do, the first mishnah in Pesachim teaches us, is that we do bedikas chametz the night before Pesach. This year it's a little different. We'll discuss at a later time because Erev Pesach coincides with Shabbos. But the evening before Pesach, the night of the 14th, normally we do bedikas chametz. We physically inspect the chametz, and the goal is because we don't want to violate this prohibition of having any chametz at home. But additionally, we also engage in something called bittul. Bittul is we have a verbal nullification of the chametz, and we declare it to be hefker. We declare it to be any chametz that we own should be hefker. So both the bedika and the bittul, the physical inspection and the verbal nullification, are coming to accomplish the same objective, and that is that we don't want to violate the prohibition of balira balyumatze. We don't want to violate this prohibition of having any chametz in our possession. So the question you may ask is, so why do we need both things? Why do we need this physical inspection and the verbal nullification? Maybe just with one of them it should be enough. And that's an excellent question. Let's try to unpack this question. So let's say we just did the bedika, and we didn't do the bittul. The concern would be is maybe you didn't do good enough of a bedika. Maybe you did a physical inspection, but everyone's human, and you forgot to check a room in the house, or you forgot to check that drawer. And the truth of the matter is, there's your favorite black and white cookies there. And you're still going to violate Bayra by Matzah. So just to cover your bases, we say, even though you did this Bedikas Chametz, you still have to do this Bittul, this nullification. So then you can ask the opposite question. So if you do the Bittul, the nullification, so then why do you have to do the Bedika? Just do the Bittul, the nullification, and then you won't need this Bedika. So let's think of it that way. Let's say you just declare your chametz to be hefker. And then you declare your chametz to be hefker, and it's nullified. But if that's the case, if you didn't actually do an effective bedika or a good bedika, you may have chametz lying around in your home. And you may have this delicious chametz, you may have delicious pastry, and over the course of 8 days, you may not be at the forefront of your mind that it's Pesach, and you may have a weak moment, and you may just grab the chametz. So even though you've nullified it, even though you declared it to be hefker, but if it's going to be lying around in your house, you may end up grabbing the chametz inadvertently and snacking on it. So therefore, the rabbis taught us, even though you did bittul, even though you didn't the verbal nullification, it's important to do the bedika, the physical inspection as well. So the bottom line is, in order to achieve this concept of tashbisu, getting rid of the chametz in order not to violate the prohibition of Bayra, Bayra Matzeh, that you shouldn't have any chametz in your possession, own any chametz in your possession, not see any chametz that you own, you should do both this bedika, this inspection of the chametz, physical inspection, and this verbal nullification.